I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Roy was never connected to the murders of the sex workers in Vancouver. Around 6:30 p.m. that day, July 27th, two boys were walking in a wooded park near the Humber River, about 6 miles east of Allison's home. The area is a known lover's lane. In some bushes, curled up in a fetal position, they found the new dead body of 11-year-old Allison Parrott. She had been bound and raped. The cause of death was ligature strangulation. The police launched one of the biggest investigations in the history of Ontario. Several people said that they remember seeing Allison on the subway. Close to Varsity Stadium was a bank that had a security camera that snapped photos every few seconds. In one of these photos, taken at 11:28 a.m., the police are sure they see Allison, even though they can't see her face. But based on the description of her clothes and her purse, they are sure it is her. The police believe that she met with her kidnapper minutes after the photo was taken.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
And now, back to our episode.
The police concluded that the killer had been stalking Allison for some time. Before she was kidnapped, other Parrots in the phone book had been called by a man looking for Allison. Also, he knew Allison's private life well enough to create a story to lure her out of the house. The police also didn't think it was a coincidence They called Allison when she was home alone. She often cared for her brother during the summer, but he was out of town when the man called. Leslie Perrott thought that the killer was connected to Allison's running somehow. He knew that she was a runner and asked her to come to a place where she had trained. Unfortunately, the police didn't have many clues to go on. The police weren't sure if Allison was killed where her body was found, or if she was just dumped there after she was killed. Her clothes have never been found.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
Please take a moment to follow, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.